All right, Daf Mem Aleph, Tuesday's Daf. We have been discussing the responsibilities of a Meicher, or likewise a Shomer, as to what things are considered normal depreciation or normal hefsid of the actual item that you're watching. We talked about the dregs at the bottom of the wine and oil. Now we're going to pick it up 9 lines before the lines get wide on Mem Amid Beis. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Echad Elakeach v'Echad HaMafkid, doesn't matter whether you're buying or you're a Shomer, L'Pkatim. What are the Pkatim? That's the stuff that congeals at the top. In other words, because yesterday we were discussing the stuff that settles at the bottom of the barrel, but what about the stuff that rises to the top, which is considered even less chashiv? So my lefkatim, what are these things? So ilema ki hechi de lekech le makabel pkatim, just like a lekech who is buying a certain amount of oil, he doesn't need to be makabel this stuff, this yucky stuff that is floating at the top. So mafkid nami le makabel pkatim. So too, a mafkid who gave the oil to a shimer, when he comes back to pick it up, he doesn't have to accept the stuff that's at the top. That's not considered natural and expected enough. But how could that be? Because velema let the Shimer say back to the Mafkid, Piktach Ma'i Avidlahu. What do you want me to do with this stuff? Since Lamaisa, this schnuchy stuff is sitting at the top of the oil, you gave it to me, so you get it back. So you have to accept it. You see, you have to accept it back when I give you back that which I was watching for you. Ella, this is what the Braisa means. Ki hechi, the Mafkid makabel pkatim, just like a Mafkid has to accept the pkatim when he gets back his pkadain, lekech nami makabel pkatim. So when you go to the store and you buy a gallon of oil and there's a little bit of this yucky stuff that's floating at the top, it's not usable, you have to accept it, and that's considered acceptable. Umi makabel lekech pkatim. I v'atani Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loyam Rishemen Ocher Ella LaMeicher Bilvad. Shemen Ocher is this bad, cloudy-like oil, which happens apparently as a result of the pkatim that are there. And who has to bear that hefsid? The Meicher. Shari lekech makabel alav lug umechtsa shmarim. Since the lekech is makabel, the 1.5 lug of every 100 lugim, because of the shmarim, the sediment that gathers at the bottom, the rest of it he can expect is totally pure, b'loy pkatim, without any of this stuff on top. So lekosh. It depends if he bought the oil, if he paid for it in Tishrei, right after the olive harvest, when the oil is still cloudy and not good and therefore cheaper. And then he took the actual measure of the oil from the Meicher in Nisan, when the oil is more refined. And therefore, but he took it according to the prices of Tishrei, the lower prices. So since in Tishrei it generally contains all this katam at the top, Braisa says that the Lekech has to accept it as part of this purchase. However, but the other Braisa, meaning the second case, where the Lekech paid in Nisan, when the oil is more refined and therefore more expensive, Koshakum in Eben Nisan, Kimida de Nisan. He took the oil from the Meicher in Nisan according to the price in Nisan. And since in Nisan the oil is generally better quality, neither the Lekeach or the Meicher who made any specific Hakpada, but otherwise you're allowed to assume it's all pure oil without any of these Pekatim in it. And now we start the Sugi of Shlichus Yad, Zokta Mishnah. Hamafkid Chavis Etzel Chaverai Velo Yichtai Le Bailam Makam. And he didn't designate a particular place where the Shomer is supposed to hold the Chavis. The tiltila, and the shimer moved it, v'nishtaber, and it broke. And when we say it broke, it means it didn't mean he broke it. It broke by accident, which we interpret to mean an oinus. So again, there was no yichud makam. The shimer was metaltal, and then an oinus happened. So now, what's the halacha? Im mitoch yad nishbra, if itaka broke while it was physically in the hand of the shimer, meaning before he returned it, so while it's still in his hand, letzar chai is chayev, letzar chai is potter. Letzar chai means if he did it for his own benefit, for the shimer's benefit, which is going to be like a kind of gzela, because he's taking it for himself, then he's chayev. However, letzar chai, but if he's moving it for its own good, for the barrel's own good, for the mafkid's own good, then potter. But that's all while it was still biyadai. Let's say imishe nicha nishbra, let's say it broke after the shimer put it back down in a safe place, bein letzar chai, no matter what his reason was, he'll always be put there. But that's all if he was not miach at a place for it, meaning they didn't designate where it should be kept in the guy's house. However, yichadu l'ha bailam makam, let's say the mafkid designated a place in the shomer's property where it's supposed to be. V'tiltla, and then he moved it, v'nishbra, and it broke with an oinus. Bein mitech yadei, bein mishenicha. It doesn't matter whether it was in his hand when it broke or even after he put it back down afterwards. Amazingly, he put it back, but still broke then. Letzar chai is chayiv, and letzar chai is putter. If he did it for himself, it's going to be chayiv. But if he did it for the purpose of the Chavis itself, or for the mafkid, then it will not, then he will be putter. And that's even though it was after it was yaitz mitachas yaday, because he was miyachad le'e makam. So homani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah in the Reisha who holds putting back the chavis, Shemer has effectively returned it, even though he didn't tell the Bailam. So based on that, we could say, homani, it's Rabbi Rabbi Yishmaeli. Who's Rabbi Yishmaeli? Rabbi Yishmaeli, you may remember from Agaizel when we had a multi-machlaikis tanoim about how much do you need to be maidia the nigzel that you're returning property that you stole. Rabbi Yishmaeli was the one who was most makel and said, "Don't omer le bein and das bailam." You don't even have to let him know that it's been returned. And similarly, by our case, if I used this pikadain and then I return it back to its place, I am done. I have absolved myself of the responsibilities of the quote-unquote gezela, if we're going to call it gezela. And therefore, when an inus happens to it, I will then be potter. And tell me about shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Did Tanya hagainav tlemina eder v'selamina kis lemakom shegonav yachzer? He should return it back to the place where he stole it, even though he didn't tell the nigzal. Diver Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, moving over to Amud Aleph, Tzarech das bailam. You gotta let the guy know that you stole from him. Otherwise, you're still gonna be chayev for all of the einsim. You still have your kinyan egzela until you are moedia the nigzal. Now, frek the gemara, Ereb Yishmael, my iriyad lo yichdu. What's the difference in the ratio that we said you didn't designate a place where that chavis should be? Afilu yichdu nami. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if you did designate a place, still the shomer should be putter once he returns it there, because you don't need to have das bailam. That should be the only criteria. To which the gemara says, Lemi boykomer. Tana is telling. He says, Lemi boy, yachdu, in a case where he did designate it, de mekaimahu, in such a place, mekaimahu, because that's really where it belongs. Therefore, you'd think it's less important to tell the mafkid that you're putting it there, because that's taka where it belongs. El afilo lo yichdu, but even, the Tana is telling us, even in a case where you weren't miyach at a location for it, and therefore, you might think more that you have to tell the mafkid that you're returning it there. Lei be'inan das bailam. Dos gufa is the chiddush of our Mishnah, if we're learning it, Rabbi Shmuel's the Tana, that you don't need das bailam, even in a case where it's lav mekaimahu. Let's say they were miyachet a location. Now we're more machmir. It doesn't matter whether or not it's still in his hand, or even after he put it back down, it's going to be letzarchai chayiv letzarcha poter. But if you take it letzarchai for the purpose of the shomer, you're going to be mechuyev even though you returned it back. That's not going to work with Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need to have das bailim lechayra this. Ganef, meaning our Shomer over here, should be off the hook once he puts it back. So for the Gemara, Asun, the Seifa is La Rabbi Akiva. It goes like the more Chomer Dikashita, De Omer Be'inan Das Bailam. For the Gemara, E Rabbi Akiva, you're telling me like we're going like Rabbi Akiva, my Eri Yachdai. I feel Yachdai Nami. Even if you never Miyach at a location, you should always be Chayiv, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to have Das Bailam. Which the Gemara answers, Lemi Boy Kamer. The Tana is saying it's Alta Lemi Boy. Light telling it to you, Bederach Lemi Boy. Lemi Boy, La Yachdu, La Mekaimahu, where it's not the normal location, and therefore it's more likely to be required to know the das of the bailim. Delav mekaimahu, where it's not the normalish a place to put this chavis, and therefore you'd think there's more of a reason to tell the bailim that you have returned it there, but still af el afilu yachdei nami. But the Tana is telling you a chiddush, that even if you are miyach at a place de mekaimahu, that is the regular place where the chavis belongs, still be in das bailim, like Rabbi Akiva Shita, you always need to have das bailim. So Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'Seifa Rabbi Akiva, does it make sense that the Reisha of our mission is going to go like one Tana, and the Seifa of the mission is going to go like a different Tana? Unless you think that we could have asked even more basic, that the Reisha and the Sefer are a stira, the Shita Mekubetzes asks such a kasha, that why are we talking about two different tonight? We should just talk about Amineo Be Stira, and the Shita proposes another way that the Gemara could have gotten out of that kasha. But right now, how do we say that the Reisha and the Sefer are two different tonight? And the Gemara says, it can be, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Dormer Rabbi Yochanan had once said, Man de Matargim Li Chavis, anybody who explains that Shvera Mishnah of Chavis, meaning our Mishnah, Aliba Dechad Tana, according to one Tana, Muvla Mane Basre Leve Mesusa, I'm gonna schlep his clothes after him to the bathhouse, meaning I want somebody to try to forenfer to me how it could be one Tana, because Rabbi Yochanan himself was being maskim that right now he's learning it as two different Tanayim. This lashon of I'm going to carry his clothing to the bathhouse. So the Maariv Chiyus points out that carrying clothing is one of the drachim of kinyan chazaka of an eved, and therefore that was Rabbi Yochanan's way of saying that I'm going to be really meshubit to somebody who could give me pshat in this Mishnah. So now we're going to have a few different pshatim. Tirgamer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ava Kamei Derav. You know what the pshat is when the Mishnah says he took it litzarchai shenot la'manas la'geizla. It means he took it to steal it. And Tirgamer Rav Nosson Bar Ava Kamei Derav, that when the Mishnah says he took it for litzarchai, it should not la'amanas l'shleich b'yad, not to steal it, but rather to be shaleich b'yad. So we'll talk about in a moment if that's any different than Gazlan itself. What's the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Nosson whether or not it's going to be gzeilu or shlichas yad? Because b'shlichas yad tzricha chesaron. The machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Nosson is whether or not do you have to devalue it, depreciate, use with a chesaron that thing that pikadon that you're watching? Man de amar legeizla, according to Rabbi Yaakov, who says the Mishnah is saying you had to steal it kasaver shlichas yad tzricha chesaron. And our Mishnah is talking about where there wasn't any chesaron, so you can't be talking about a shlichas yad. You got to say real gzeila. Man de amar leshleich b'yad, according to Rav Nosson, who said our Mishnah was talking about shlichas yad kasaver shlichas yad, and therefore our Mishnah works well with Shlichus Yad. Now Rav Sheshis jumps in there. Maskef le Rav Sheshis on these pshatim of both Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson. Midi not lukatani. Does it say he took it? That you can now talk to me about Gzeilah, or you could talk to me about Shlichus Yad? Tiltal lukatani. You just moved it. Nobody seems to have taken anything for themselves. The Mishnah is talking about a tiltal. Say Elo Amar Rav Sheshis a third pshat. Hachav amay askin and kagayin shetiltala lavi aleha gozlas. You moved this barrel so you can use it as a stepladder, so you can reach the birds over there from their little chicken coop. The kasover shayl shloimidas gazlan have. And since he's a shayl shloimidas, he blives a gazlan, and therefore that's why he's going to be chayiv for the einsim until the hashava is done. So basically, we have three different ways to understand this mishnah. Either it's going to be gazlan shlichus yad or shayl shloimidas. The Rajba over here breaks down for us what are the three different categories, because they really sound similar. You're telling me all of them are just different flavors of gazlanas. So gazlan zok the Rajba is where you really intend to steal it and you just want to keep it all for yourself. Shlichus yad is you don't really want to keep it for yourself. You just want to use it, but you're going to use it in a way that's going to cause some sort of chesaron. If you use the animal, you're weakening it a little bit. There is some episim chesaron. And a shalosh shlemidas is you want to use it, but you don't want to have any chesaron at all. Similar to using the chavis as a stepladder, there's no chesaron that takes place to the chavis. That's all the Rajba. Not all the Rishonim seem to agree, but that's the Rajba's way to break apart these three different klolim. The Baal HaMa'ar famously says that a shalosh shlemidas and shlichus yad is one and the same. He has to deal with the different gemaras. It seems like they're different, but that just be aware of the Baal HaMa'ar Shita that they are one and the same. And now getting back to our Gemara, the Kula Rabbi Shmuel, and the whole mission is going like Shita's Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that you don't need to be Maidia the Nigzal to pater a gazlan from his chiyuvei einsin. The Seifa in the latter part of the Mishnah, which says that the Shomer is mechuyev, is sheinich b'makom sheinah makayma. Since you didn't put it in its designated place, you are not yet off the hook from einsin, and that's why you'll be chayev. V'Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon, who was still saying, I need somebody to explain to me the pshat in this Mishnah, like one Tana, who clearly didn't hold of any of these pshatim, because he holds that when the Mishnah said hinicha, it's b'makayma mashma. It sounds like it's going back to that original place. Wasn't willing to accept any of those pshatim that required the hinicha to be more lav dafka. Itmar. Now we get into the heart of the matter here. Rav Velevi, Chad Omer Shlichus Yad Tzricha Chesaron, V'Chad Omer Shlichus Yad Eina Tzricha Chesaron. Whether or not do you need to devaluate some of the actual thing to be a Shaleach Yad. Now, Testayim de Rav Hu De Omer Shlichus Yad Eina Tzricha Chesaron, Detani, because the Brisa says, Raya Shaya Raya Edrei, for shepherd was taking care of his flock. V'Nich Edrei U'Bola'ir, and he left the flock and he went into the city. U'Boza Ev V'Taraf. Wolf came and did some damage to the sheep. U'Bo Ari V'Doras. Or a lion came and did its damage. The halacha is potter, because that's considered an inus. However, heniach makloi v'tarmiloi aleh, but if before this attack happened, he put his makloi v'tarmiloi, his stick, his bag, and he put it on the sheep, that it was then attacked, then chayv, he's going to be chayv, because at that point he's considered a shaleach bayad. V'havinaba. What did he do wrong? Mishum deniach makloi v'tarmiloi aleh chayv? Hashaklinu. The assumption is he took them back afterwards, meaning he put down his stick temporarily, and yeah, he didn't leave the stick there for a week. He took the stick back afterwards, and then after that, the ze'ev and the ari showed up. So l'chayra, why would it be a problem? Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav Baidin Aleh. We're talking about where those kalim of the Raya were still on the sheep at the time of the attack, and therefore it's still considered Shalech Bayad. Frek the Gemara, V'chi Oidin Aleh Mahavi. Who cares? Ha'olei Mashcha, there was still no Kinyan Mashicha being done, so what is the Kinyan that would put these things into the Rishus of the Raya to be Machayev him for the Einsim? V'omar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, Shekisha B'makel. We're talking about where the Raya hit the sheep with his stick when he put it on that sheep. And therefore that running afterwards that the sheep did in a way is the Kinyan Mashicha. As we know, that's one of the ways to do Mashicha. Now finally getting back to what we started off talking about, then there's no actual chesaron to the sheep, l'chayra, and therefore why would you be Shaleach Yad? Which the Gemara says, nope, because Eima Shekisha B'makol, that it does weaken the sheep because you clap the sheep when you hit it with the stick. Dekaname Diktani Shehekisha B'makol. Which sounds like it was a good gazunta smack. Shema Mina, even according to Rav, Shlichus Yad requires a chesaron. So Bidarav Savar Shlichus Yad Tzricha Chesaron must be Levi Savar Shlichus Yad Eina Tzricha Chesaron. My time at the Levi, what's Pshat in Levi? Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Nehurai Mishuna Shlichus Yad Amura B'Shemer Sachar Mishlichus Yad Amura B'Shemer Chinam. There is a difference in Shlichus Yad from one kind of Shemer to the other. There's a difference between the Shlichus Yad of the Shemer Sachar to the Shlichus Yad of the Shemer Chinam. Turning over to Amid Beis, Va'ani Aymer Rabbi Yechonan Eina Mishuna. There is no difference. Umay Mishuna. What was Rabbi Yosi Ben Nehurai saying when he said that they are different from one kind of the Shemer to the other? Loi Taimar Shlichus Yad B'Shemer Sachar. Don't say you didn't need to tell me Shlichus Yad by Shemer Sachar V'Tesi M'Shemer Chinam. It could have just been kind of like a Pashuk Kal v'chaymer from a shemer chinam. Uma shemer chinam shepoter b'gneiva v'yaveda. That's very mekel by shemer chinam. But still, sholach ba yad chayiv. So shemer socher shechayiv b'gneiva v'yaveda, because a shemer socher is certainly more chomer like kol shekain. So lomai hilchasakas vinu rachmana. What was the reason the Torah needed to tell me shlichus yad even by the shemer socher? Laimer lach shlichus yad in a tzricha chesaron. Goof of this halacha that you don't need to have a chesaron to be chayiv for shlichus yad. And now Rabbi Yechanan who argued va'ani aimer. What do I say? Einu mishuna. There is no chilik between the shlichus yad of shemer chinam and shemer socher. They are the same. Now, my David Achas, what are you trying to say here? What's wrong with our Kal V'Chaymer? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, there's a Kal V'Chaymer. It's flawed because I can be Deicha the Kal V'Chaymer. There's a Pircha. I'll show you how Shemer Chinam isn't more Kal, it's more Chomer. In that unique case of a Tayin Tayin is Ganef by Shemer Chinam, he has to pay Kefil. However, you don't have that by a Shemer Sacher because a Shemer Sacher is already Chayev for the Gnevi V'Aveda. Now, even though that's a very limited case, that's enough to be considered a chumra by shomer chinam to not say the kal v'chaymer. Umandaloi parach sovar karna b'lei shvua adifa mikfeilu b'shvua. The fact that the shomer sacher has to pay for all of the gnevus of the avedas even without taking a shvua is certainly a bigger chumra than that kefil that you make with a shvua by toyin tainas ganef. This does seem like they're having a machlekes about what's considered a chumra or a kal when one thing is a very big chumra, but you might have more opportunity for many more kal in different contexts. Rabbi Rosner stelled it to the idea of chil shabbos for a chayla, for doing a shchita for a chayla, which is one chomer dika iser, but it's only one, rather than doing a more of a kal dika iser many times. It's not, of course, it's not the same sugya, but as a mushal, that kind of issue is this what seems to be happening here. Rava Amar loy teo amar shlichus yad loy b'shemer chinam v'loy b'shemer soch. You never need to have shlichus yad written in either parsha, shemer chinam or shemer socher. V'tesi mishal, you should learn it all from shayel. Uma shayel diladas bailim ka'ovid. You're doing it with the consent of the bailim sholach b'yad chayiv. Still, if the shayel, once he takes it, he's chayiv for all the einsim. So sholach bo yad chayivs. So shemer chinam v'shemer socher, who are doing this kineged the das of the mafkid who gave it to them. Certainly l'kol shekein they should be chayiv for shlichus yad. So it's a kal v'chaymer from shayel itself. So loma nimmer. So then lamaisa, why is the halacha of shlichus yad said by shemer chinam and shemer socher? Since we can learn it from shayel. Chad alaymer lach shlichus yad ein tzricha chesaron. And the idach and the other limud we'll learn is shalai timer dayo lava min adin liyos kinadain. Because what's the dayo? I might say mashel bebailim potter. We know that she'ela bebailim is going to potter for einsim. So af shemer chinam v'shemer socher. You might think to extend that same halacha, so we imply the dayai kum to chayis. The parsha of shlichus yad says don't apply dayai by here. Ulamanda omer shlichus yad tzricha chesaron hani shlichus yad lomali. Now I need to have reasons why I have both of these parshias of shlichus yad. If you're telling me that it's always going to require a chesaron, chadash leitamer dayai lava min adin liyos v'nadain, like we have by shayel, like we just said. V'idach lechidatanya v'nikar balbayis alehim l'shvua. It's for the fact that a shomer chinam that is lying is going to pay kefil, meaning the case of the tain tain is gone. If his gufa the Chiddush that we're going to learn from here. So Ata Armel Shvua, you're telling me the pasuk's talking about Shvua Oy Eina Aladin? Maybe if he just makes the Taina in Bezdin that it was stolen, even if he didn't make the Shvua, maybe that would be enough for Mechayevim. How do we know it's talking about Shvua? So therefore, Nemar Shlichus Yad Lamata, Nemar Shlichus Yad Lamayla, Mala Lamashvua, Afkan Lashvua. So therefore, you need to have a Shvua to be Chayev the Kefil for Taina Taina Zganef, and that's good for the Drusha that he'll use. All on the Tzad of Shlichus Yad is Tricha Chisar. And we'll stop here and pick it up at Mirta Hashem tomorrow.